Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Shadow March by Tad Williams, performed by Dick Hill. This book is dedicated to my children, Connor Williams and Devin Beale, who as I write this are still small but extremely powerful. They amaze me every day. Someday, when they are grown and their mother and I have ambled on to the fields beyond, I hope the two of them will be warmed by the knowledge of how fiercely we loved them, and a tiny bit embarrassed by how wickedly they took advantage of it. Charming, funny little buggers that they are. A Brief History of Ion, with special attention paid to Rise of the March Kingdoms of the North. Summarized by Finn Theodoros, scholar, from Clemens' The History of Our Continent of Ion and Its Nations, at the request of His Lordship Avon Brone, Count of Land's End, Lord Constable of Southmarch, presented this 13th day of Eneamine in the year 1316 of the Holy Trigon. For almost 1,000 years before our Trigonate era, history was written only in the ancient kingdoms of Zand, the southern continent that was the world's first seat of civilization. The Zandians knew little about their northern neighbor, our continent of Ion, because most of its interior was hidden by impassable mountains and dense forests. The southerners traded only with a few pale-skinned savages who dwelled along the coasts, and knew little or nothing about the mysterious twilight people called Kar by the scholarly, who lived in many places across Ion, but were and are most numerous in the far north of our continent. As generations passed, and Zandian trade with Ion increased, Hierasol, the chief of the new trading port towns on the Ionian coast, grew as well, until it had become by far the most populous city of the northern lands. By about 2 centuries before the advent of the blessed Trigon, it had grown to rival in size and sophistication many of the decadent capitals of the southern continent. Hierasol, in its early years, was a city of many gods and many competing priesthoods, and matters of doctrinal dispute and godly rivalry were often settled by slander and arson and bloody riots in the streets. At last, the followers of three...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?